This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado doesn't want federal food aid recipients to use the money for sugary drinks. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture for two waivers when it comes to SNAP benefits. First, it wants a ban on using SNAP funds for soda and energy drinks and instead focus on getting people to choose nutritional beverages such as milk or 100% juices. Secondly, the state wants a waiver to allow SNAP recipients to use their benefits for hot prepared foods, like rotisserie chicken at the grocery. That, however, has previously been allowed only during emergencies. The soda ban stands a better chance. USDA has approved similar policies for Nebraska, Iowa, and Indiana. A department spokesperson says the money will be preserved for healthier options. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
About 15% of women in the U.S. are in fair or poor health, but doctors say focusing on a few things can mean major improvements. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those common sense tips include things like eating healthy, limiting alcohol, not smoking, getting regular exercise and sleep, and managing stress. Kaiser Permanente Dr. Jennifer Cubista says a regular annual checkup is recommended.
At a wellness visit, in addition to getting to know people and establishing that relationship every year, I always tell patients our goals are to look at cancer screenings, heart disease prevention, and vaccine updates.
She says the type of screenings will vary by age. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Preeclampsia is a dangerous complication during pregnancy, but physicians advise some key steps reduce risk. Dr. Sonia Novotny is an OBGYN with the Colorado Permanente Medical Group.
Being the healthiest version of yourself going into pregnancy, maintaining a healthy weight, maintaining a healthy blood pressure, being healthy with your eating habits and exercise can help reduce the risk of preeclampsia.
Preeclampsia typically looks like high blood pressure. It's usually found during routine prenatal visits. That's one reason to go to all doctor visits. It often goes away after delivery, but sometimes symptoms last or get worse after delivery. This is CPR News.